nations they fail not. As thou hast been, thou forever will be. Great is thy faithfulness, great is thy faithfulness. Morning by morning, new mercies I see. All I have needed, thy hand has provided. Great is thy faithfulness, Lord, unto me. Time and harvest, sun, moon, and stars in their courses above. Surely dawn, nature in manifold witness to thy great faithfulness, mercy, and love. Great is thy faithfulness, great is thy faithfulness. Morning by morning, new mercies I see. All I have needed, thy hand has provided. Lord, unto me.
Just a note here, I have to say it. I love this hymn. I love most of them. But it struck me when I was looking at it that it says in the chorus, all I have needed, thy hand hath provided. You know, I have wanted, okay? But all you need, God, that's God's promise. He's going to take care of you, no matter what the situation is. He is going to provide. And I find that just so encouraging and so wonderful. But that's the God we serve. Okay, let's do the third verse.
Pardon for sin and the peace and endurance. My own dear presence to cheer and to guide. Send forth today and bright hope for tomorrow. Blessings for mine with 10,000 beside. Great is thy faithfulness, great is thy faithfulness. Morning by morning, new mercies I see. All I have needed, thy hand hath provided. Great is thy faithfulness, Lord, unto me.
Please be seated. Let us pray. Eternal and loving God, we thank you for this beautiful morning that you have given us to gather in your name in this church and also online to worship you and praise you. Thank you for the numerous blessings and gifts that you give us every day, in spite of our condition, in spite of our unfaithfulness. You have been faithful to us and give us everything that we need in our everyday life. We thank you for that. We marvel at your majesty and power, and we are astonished by the mystery of your redeeming love, the way in which you sent your Son, Jesus Christ, who came to this world, lived among us, full of grace and truth, and died and gave his life for us, so that we could be called children of God. Thank you for your amazing love to these sinners that we are in this world. We thank you for your grace and redemption so that we can come to you and call you Father anytime. We thank you for your presence in our midst, that we pray that you be with us today. Help us to worship you in truth and in spirit, in our meditations of the word, the songs we sing and the prayers we make and the communion we partake. Bring honor and glory to your name and blessing to your people. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
So greeting time now, if you can all take a brief time to greet each other in Christian love.
Good morning, everyone.
Hey, good morning, Martha. Good morning, Jan and Harry.
Because we need our other choir member here.
Thank you.
responsive reading is taken from Psalm 91, verses 1 through 10. You can turn to page 810 and please stand for the responsive reading.
I'm going to try.
Those who dwell in the shelter of the Most High, who abide in the shadow of the Almighty, will say to the Lord,
My refuge and my fortress, my God in whom I trust.
For the Lord will deliver you from the snare of the fowler and from the deadly pestilence, and will cover you with his pinions.
Under the Lord's wings you will find refuge.
God's faithfulness is a shield and a buckler. You will not fear the terror of the night, nor the arrow that flies by day,
nor the pestilence that stalks in darkness, nor the destruction that wastes at noonday.
1,000 may fall at your side, 10,000 at your right hand, but it will not come near you.
You will only look with your eyes and see the recompense of the wicked.
Because you have made the Lord your refuge, the Most High your habitation.
No evil shall befall you, no scourge come near your tent.
This is the word of God for the people of God.
Thanks be
to God.
Please be seated. Thank you, Kevin.
Yes, sir.
He has had a hard week this week with his asthma and all of that. He was able to read it. Thank God for that. This is our prayer time now. We bring, as a church family, our prayers of concerns and also our prayers of blessings. So we can praise God for all the blessings that God gives in our lives and also share our burdens and concerns so we can lift them together to the throne of grace of God. And God's promise is that He will answer our prayers according to His grace, according to His time and His will, which is better than our time and our will. So let us bring our prayers of blessings as well as our burdens together and share them between each other. Please turn with me to the back of the bulletin for the prayer request that we have listed there for our continued prayers in our daily life. Please use this as a reminder for your prayer desk or your study desk or wherever you post this list and pray on a daily basis. Please continue to pray for Jack and Eddie, as Jack is in the hospice care at home and Eddie is in a facility. I believe he was in the hospital. Is he back?
He's
still in the hospital. He's at the Westar Hospital in Roswell, right?
North Fulton.
So that is where he is. If you all want to visit it, they allow visitors there too. Please keep both of them in our prayers, and also Linda, as she is taking care of a lot of things with Jack and all the things that goes with it. Please pray that God will give her the strength in her body and in her spirit. Please pray for Jack and Eddie to be at peace and to have God's presence with them. Continue to pray for Martha as she is going back to the doctor next week for another checkup for her nodule that they found. That we pray that there will be no cancer. Let us pray earnestly about Martha. And Rich also is going through some, her husband is also going through some health issues. Please keep both of them in our prayers. Pray for Bob Donald. He's visiting his daughter in Chicago. He's traveling. Please pray for travel mercies. I know that Jan is back online and she is feeling better, and I hope you are feeling better now too, Jan. We'll continue to pray for you and Harry. Let us remember and continue to remember Miss Lou and her family as we grieve at the departure of James. And we had a blessed funeral service and a send-off for James Monday, and this church and the parking lot was all crowded with loved ones. What a blessed send-off that we were able to give him. But Lou is, you know, going through a lot of grief at this time, and we join you in that, Lou. And God is going to be with you and comfort you with your presence. And also Lou's sister, right?
Cousin
is here with us. Thank you for joining us. Where are you from?
Mississippi.
So thank you for joining us today, and we will be praying for you and your family during this difficult time. I know Carol is back. Her name is listed there, but she's in good spirits and health now. We'll keep you in our prayers.
Thank you.
And thank you for leading the choir.
Bless
you. Any other special prayers or call outs from this list or anything else?
The kids will be going back to school this next week in Cherokee County. I don't know what other stuff school will go back. I'm just remembering the kids and the teachers and Pastor James.
Okay, let us keep our...
Go ahead.
Yeah, keep our children and our teachers as we are opening back our schools. We don't know what is ahead of us. I mean, we never knew what was ahead of us anyway, but we thought we knew. But now we know for sure that we don't know. So we know one thing for sure, that there is somebody who knows everything, and we trust in him for tomorrow. So it doesn't matter what happens. We know that we are safe in his hands.
Yes.
Amen?
Yes.
So let us have that full trust as we our children go back to in school, that it will be safe and okay. No matter what happens, God will be there to guide us through in the times to come. And also pray for our teachers. And I really, really feel for them. They are putting their lives at risk. And some of the counties can't even find teachers. But those who have stepped up and did not back down in this pandemic, we should be very thankful for them. Our children's future should not be affected. And we need to stand together in supporting them during this time. So please remember the administrators, the teachers, all of those who are running our school system. And continue to keep our national leaders as they are making many decisions, which sometimes may be good or sometimes they don't know what they are doing either. It is all new to us. So please bear with all of them and pray for them continuously to do the right thing and make the right decisions.
Yeah, the choir knows about this. I need the church to pray for my nephew, Jeff, who's in Pittsburgh, and his wife, Tammy. On Tuesday afternoon, their son, Jake, he's 20 years old, was working his job at a U-Haul rental place up in Pittsburgh. A guy came in to steal a truck, shot him in the neck, severed his spinal cord. They've been making decisions all week. Yesterday, my grandnephew made the decision to withdraw care. And I found out this morning before church, I got a call. His best friend flew in from Colorado. He was stationed at a base for the Army in Colorado. They managed to get him outside to see some sunlight. He got to see his best friend. And he died last night on his own terms. Because he did not want to live the way he was. The bullet had severed his spinal cord, so the doctors had told him that being able to blink his eyes and move his head like he was this week, that was going to be it. That was all he was ever going to have. So my nephew and his wife and their daughter Jake's sister, need your prayers and need your strength. I can't, I don't think any of us can imagine what that's like. And the ironic thing I found out last night is he was not supposed to work that day. Somebody called out sick. Being the kind of kid he was, he volunteered to go in. So he wasn't even supposed to be there. So this is one of those days that Pastor just talked about. I know that somebody's in charge, and I know it's not me. So I struggle when things like this happen. I struggle with why, but I've learned enough to know that I'm not supposed to know why, and I'm not capable to know why. Thank y'all. That's it.
Let's keep that family in our prayers. What a difficult time it is.
The reason I said Father Jane, she's been homeschooled all this time, and she goes in fifth grade. So just pray that she'll be good.
Is that name again?
Piper.
Oh, Piper. Oh. Okay. Are we going back yet?
She starts first grade.
First grade. Okay.
First grade.
Thursday.
She's pretty excited. For now.
Yeah. Yeah. Please pray for the future of our children. It's very concerning. You need to pray seriously about our children's future. If there are no other call outs or special announcements, let us go to God in prayer. Let us spend a few moments in silent prayer, and then I will close with a summarized prayer. Let us pray. Jesus said, "Are not five sparrows sold for two pennies? Yet not one of them is forgotten by God. Indeed, the very hairs of our head are all numbered. Do not be afraid. You are worth more than many sparrows." Loving God, we come before you as your children. Because of your love and your mercies that we are not consumed, but you continue to give us everything that we need in this world to live. Thank you for the gift of another day that you have given us, another Sunday to gather together in your name and worship you and praise you. Even when we were sinners, you loved us, so you sent your Son Jesus Christ to die for us so we could become your children. Help us, Lord, to be grateful and thankful for that every day of our lives. We thank you for the gift of life and family and friends and fellowship that you give us every day. We thank you for all the opportunities that you give us to be a blessing to this world and honor your name. Help us, Lord, to be faithful in all the things that you have given us to do, the opportunities that you give us to do, use them wisely and timely. And we come before you with our burdens and concerns as well, Lord, at this time. Some of us are broken in our bodies and some of us are broken in our souls. And
the recording has stopped.
In our spirit. But your promise is that even youths grow tired and weary, and young men stumble and fall, but those who hope in the Lord will renew their strength. Thank you for always being there as our friend, to comfort us when we are troubled, to give us your presence of peace whenever we go through difficult times of grief and sorrow. We pray particularly for those people who have been lifted up in our prayer today. We particularly pray for Kevin's nephew Jeff and his family. We heard the sad news of the death of Jake. All these things happen around us. Sometimes we don't understand why they happen the way they happen. We try to figure out a lot of things that can make sense to us, but we know that it doesn't make sense to us if we try our best. But there is one who is in control, who can make sense all of these things, that we trust in you, Lord, and we pray for that family at this time. Humans' words cannot comfort them. Nothing in this world can give them peace at this time. But we know that the only one who can give them peace and comfort at this time is you, Lord. Bless them, Lord, with your peace. Comfort them with your presence at this time. Help them to have the hope that Jake will be there one day with them together, with the hope of a reunion. We also pray for Miss Lou and her family as they are grieving at the death of James, our dear brother who has gone with you just a couple of weeks ago. Thank you for his life with us and the opportunity that you gave us to know him. And we thank you for that. We pray for Miss Lou and her family, her niece today here. Bless all of them with your peace and comfort. Help them, Lord, to realize that there is a hope that you have given us, that we will be all together with you in your presence one day in eternity, and we will be seeing each other, our dear ones who have departed before us. Bless them, Lord, and continue to guide them with your presence and peace. We pray for Jack and Eddie as they are in the hospice care, and we pray for your grace and mercies upon them. Pray for the nurses and the people who care for them to be gracious and patient. Especially pray for Linda to give her the strength physically and mentally and spiritually to handle all the responsibilities during this time. Above all, we pray for peace in their families and in their hearts. We pray for Martha and Rich. As Martha is going back to the doctor, we pray for a good news. We honestly and pray with trusting in your promise that nothing bad news happened for Martha. We pray for a good news of no cancer, Lord. We trust in you and trust her in your healing hands. We pray for Jan and Carol as they are back with us, and bless them with your continued healing. We pray for Bob as he is traveling. Give him travel mercies and bless them as a family. We pray for Piper and Abigail as they are starting the new school years in new grades. Bless them with your guidance. We especially pray for all of our children and the school teachers. They have a difficult time ahead of them, but we know that you are there in the midst of these problems and issues that we are facing. And you give us the guidance at the appropriate time and help us to be obedient and patient to wait for your will to be done. Pray for the teachers, the administrators, and all those who take their lives and risking their lives to teach our children. Pray for the next generation, Lord, and we pray for blessings upon them. And we pray for our country as a whole to be united together, that we will still be able to lead the world as one nation, under God, indivisible. Help us, Lord, to be united in spirit and also as one body, so that we can be an example and a leader to this world. Pray for our president, our cabinet, leaders of all the states, the governors who make decisions on a daily basis that affect us. Give them the wisdom and guide them to do the right things. Be with us as a church, Lord. Help us to be faithful in all the opportunities that you have given us to do. And guide us with your Holy Spirit to do it faithfully and effectively. Bless us today with your presence as we go from this place, that we will be empowered by the Holy Spirit to be more faithful in the situations that you have given us to live. We pray this prayer in the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, who taught us to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen. Now as the choir will be singing, please remain seated, and the ushers may come forward and take up the offering.
Is Majesty, page 176 in the Blue Book.
Majesty, worship His Majesty. Unto Jesus be our glory, honor, and praise. Majesty, King of Authority, offer His heart unto His home, His anthem raise. So exalt, lift up on high the name of Jesus. Christ Jesus the King. Majesty, worship His Majesty. Jesus who died, now glorified, King of all kings.
Please stand for the doxology.
Praise God from all blessings flow. Praise Him, all creatures here below. Praise Him, above ye heavenly hosts. Praise Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. Amen.
Let us pray. Every good and perfect gift is from above, coming down from the Father of heavenly lights, who does not change like shifting shadows. Loving God, You are the source of all that we have and we are. We come before You with a portion of what You have given us, Lord. Help us, Lord, to understand that in Jesus Christ You have given us more than we could ever deserve. We understand that You call us to be stewards of Your abundance and blessings that You give us, and also help us to be faithful, to use Your gifts wisely, and teach us to share them generously. You also offer ourselves at this time as a sacrifice before You, our own lives. Help us, Lord, to be faithful in all the things that You have given us, to be a blessing to this world and honor Your name. We pray that You will use this offering for the furtherance of Your kingdom in this world, through this church and through the missions of all the churches around the world. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
As we remain standing, we will read the scripture which is taken from the book of Job, chapter 1, verses 1 to 12.
Let us open our hearts and unburden our minds for the word of God taken from Job, chapter 1, verses 1 through 12. In the land of Uz, there was a man whose name was Job. This man was blameless and upright. He feared God and shunned evil. He had 7 sons and 3 daughters, and he owned 7,000 sheep, 3,000 camels, 500 yoke of oxen, and 500 donkeys. Then Satan went out from the presence of the Lord. This is the word of God for the people of God.
Thanks be to God. Please be seated. Let us pray. Loving God, we thank You for the gift of Your living word that You have given us to be spirit and power in our lives. Help us, Lord, to be humbled before Your word, so that whatever You speak to us be a life and spirit in our life, and also it will be a blessing through us to this world around us. As we meditate on the word, open our hearts and illumine our spirits so that we can receive Your word with obedience and will be a blessing in our lives and also to this world. May the words of my mouth and the meditations of all of our hearts be acceptable in Your sight, In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Yes, we are running short of time. I will make it a small, brief meditation today. We have the communion also, so we'll make sure we'll get out pretty much in good time. Don't worry. We continue to meditate on the power of prayer and the importance of prayer in our lives, and this is the last one that I will be preaching. And then we ended up with the Lord's Prayer that Lord Jesus Christ has taught his disciples to pray. When they asked him, "Lord, teach us to pray," and he taught them a very short and sweet prayer. And we went through the different parts of it in the last few Sundays. And today I come to the last part of it. Deliver us from evil. Lead us not into temptation and deliver us from evil. That's what the last part of the prayer for. Thine is the power, glory and kingdom. All of that was added on later. It was not in the scripture, in the original manuscripts. It was actually added on later by the forefathers on a later time. What Jesus taught was actually the essence of a prayer of how it should be. It doesn't have to be a long prayer to be a good prayer. It doesn't have to be a loud prayer to be a good prayer either. And it doesn't have to be any words to have a prayer. Even our groanings of our spirits are heard by our God. Because sometimes in situations of life, in the beds of sickness and hospital beds, you may not be able to pray. But God hears the groanings of our spirit when we pray. That is what prayer is. It is a heart-to-heart communication between God's children and Him. He understands us regardless of what words you use. And the Jewish people were very strict on their words. And they had to use certain words. And they had to use certain positions and certain times to pray. And Jesus came and took all of that upside down and said, it doesn't matter when you pray, how you pray, you know, how many times you pray. He said, pray continuously. That's what Jesus said. There is no need for setting times to pray. You can pray when you drive. You can pray. I hope you're praying now for, as I'm preaching. So we can pray all the time. And prayer is not also about not only us. He says, you know, deliver us. It is used in plural when it comes to our needs. Give us this day our daily bread. It's not saying give me. That's what we do. Give me this. That's what we pray. But Jesus taught us differently. He taught us that we as a whole family of human beings that God loves us, we are together as one family, children of God, and asking for God's mercies. That is what prayer is about. And the last portion of this that Jesus concluded is, lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Evil. Many times people get confused with this prayer that does really God lead us to temptation? Do we have to pray that do not really, lead us not into temptation? Particularly, God does not tempt anybody. We read that in the book of James. God is not tempted by any evils, and God does not tempt anyone. God does not tempt anyone. But Jesus asked us to pray, do not lead us to temptation. So, what does that mean? When we pray asking God to keep us from temptation, we are asking that keep us aware of the surroundings that we are living in, the battle that we are in, the spiritual battle that we are in, and mindful of the enemies and the tactics around us, and we want to trust in you to guide us through that. That's what that prayer means. To guide us through the battles that we have to face on a daily basis. In this petition, Jesus reminds me that we are in the battlefront and in spiritual danger, caught in the midst of a spiritual battle between God, good and evil. Good and evil is a reality in this. They are realities in this world. And we need to be mindful of the enemies of our that will come and tear us down. And sometimes in this world today that we live, what is good and what is bad or what is evil. The wisdom to know the difference is very important. Sometimes we think certain things are good because everybody is doing it. And we get used to it. It's a big danger there, isn't it? Because everybody is doing it, the society has accepted it. Does that make it a good thing to do? No. God has standards set for His children to follow, His creation. Anything against God's will is bad. And sometimes we fall into this temptation of following the crowd and then fall into the temptation and fail. That is what this prayer is about. God, give us the guidance and the wisdom to know the difference between good and evil. Sometimes we don't know because we are living in a fallen world and the world is all fallen and corrupt. But we need your guidance and your presence with us every day. Lead us not into temptation, meaning that please be with me. Help me with your presence every day, making small decisions, big decisions. Help us, Lord, to make the right decisions which is good and honor your kingdom. That is what that prayer is all about. There are going to be tests and temptations. We read the book of Job today, which is the oldest, considered to be the oldest book written in the Bible. It's about a man who went through a lot of difficulties in his life. You all know the story, many of you. It is a story of very testing trials that a person had to go through in his life. A rich man, a blessed man with a lot of children and cattle and all kinds of blessings in this world, all of a sudden, boom, found himself with nothing. Everything was taken out of him. Except one thing is that his wife was not taken away from him. I don't know if it was good or bad. I think it was eventually turned out to be good. Because she was the one who told him to curse God and die. That's what she told him. But I will be preaching about Job's wife one day. Because I have a sermon on that. And I preached it in a place where people call me, even still they call me about that mess. It is very easy to blame Job's wife. But it is not easy to be Job's wife. Think about it. Job was going through this. I believe Job's wife was probably going through double the pains that he was going through. And you know what I'm talking about. When you take care of somebody in that situation, your faith will be tested to the core more than sometimes with that, even with that person who is going through it. So I'll be preaching about Job's wife. And I really have great admiration for her. Because she stuck to him. She could have, you know, just and live. That's what we see nowadays. She didn't have to stay. But when all these things came, his wife stayed with him throughout that, even though she said those words. And I believe we all say that kind of words, right? Sometimes we do. God, are you doing this to me? Are you doing this to my family? I would rather curse God and die. I mean, we sometimes may not say that with words. We might say that with our actions. But she stuck with him throughout that ordeal. And eventually, she was the one who gave birth to multiple children at the end of all of this. See that blessing come under three when we go through these trials. The temptations come in many different ways. Through very various different times. And trials and temptations are a little different. In every trial, there can be a temptation. Temptation is evil, and it has an evil purpose behind it. That the devil brings that. But the trials have good purpose behind it. Once we go through the trials, and we don't yield to the temptations that come with the trials, there is going to be a great blessing at the end. So trials are there for a reason to bless us, while temptations are there to draw us and pull us down. So remember that difference. Adam and Eve was tempted in the garden. We all know that. And you know that they failed on the temptation that the devil brought them. The devil brought Adam and talked to Eve, And when that serpent started talking, you should have been careful anyway. When unusual things happen around you, take a step back. But she did. She thought it was very interesting to talk to a serpent anyway. So she started a conversation, which should not have been happened anyway. But she decided to take that fruit and eat it. Was it because she was hungry? She had all the fruits in the world and the blessings in the Garden of Eden to eat. I don't think they were ever hungry. They were never hungry in that place. It was not hunger or any thirst or any kind of immediate needs of the body or the soul or the spirit that tempted her. But it was, and we read that there, the devil told her that you will eat this and your eyes will be opened and you will be like God. That is where our problems come. We want to be God. Do we really? We say we don't. But when we make decisions in our lives, we become God sometimes. We take God out of the picture. And we become the decision makers. Rather than God becomes the decision maker. That is the problem what happens. So that is why Jesus said, lead us not into temptation. These kind of things that happened, we know that it happened to our forefathers right from the beginning of our creation. Because of that, we are still paying for it. Please, please, Lord, give us your guidance and presence every day, not to yield into temptations. And we know that we have fallen, and we want to be rescued and redeemed, and only you can do that, and we trust in you for that. So then we read about the second, last request of that prayer is deliver us from evil. Evil one, maybe it says deliver us from evil one in certain translations. Evil one may be outside of us or inside of us. The evil forces within me rebel against the Spirit of God all the time. I am praying that God deliver me from myself. Sometimes we pray that prayer in all the times that before I studied this prayer, I always thought that deliver us from the evil. It was always, I was thinking about somebody outside of me. It is outside of me as well as there are evil inside of me as well. So we are praying that God deliver us from this evil things that is inside of me. Every day there is a battle that is going inside of me, and give me the victory over the evil so that I can do the right thing that you want me to do. The evil spirit, evil things inside of me and outside of me. Deliver me from my self-centered prayers. Many a times we are not able to distinguish the temptations because we are used to it. Everybody is doing it and there is everything that is tempting around us. But help us not to trust in ourselves. That is what the prayer is. But to trust in a God who knows everything, who is almighty and who is in control of everything. So Lord, I need deliverance from the forces that is binding me within me and without. Those forces are around us all the time that are trying to bind us. Deliver us from the law of sin. Romans, Paul says that about himself, that when we were in the sinful passions aroused by the law, we were born to the fruit of death because of sin in our bodies. He's writing that in the letters to the Romans chapter 7. But how by dying to what once bound us we have been released from the law so that we serve the new way of the Spirit and not in the old way of the written code. So once we are released from the bondage of sin and death through Jesus Christ, we are free. And Jesus said, when the Son of Man makes you free, you are free indeed. That is what the deliverance that we are praying every day in the Lord's Prayer that we are praying. Deliver us from this bondage of sin and death that is binding us so that we want to enjoy the freedom that you have given us in Jesus Christ. The freedom of peace and joy that we can enjoy every day in our lives, even in the midst of the trials. Even like Job, who went through all of that trials and pains in his life, trusted in a living God. And he finally went through and passed through all the trials and have won the victory over the evil. We cannot deliver ourselves from any of these things. So we are asking God to help us, to deliver us from the evil forces inside and outside. Many of those things like fear and guilt and many of the fears of death that bind us every day. And we are praying to God through that prayer that Jesus taught us to deliver us and free us from all of these forces of fear and guilt and sin and death, because you have won victory over all of these things. And help me to enjoy that freedom in you, the deliverance that you have provided us through your Son Jesus Christ. That is what we are praying today. As we come before the communion, it is a table that is set to enjoy the freedom that Jesus Christ has given us by experiencing and taking part in this communion. We are also taking part in the freedom that God has given us through his Son Jesus Christ. In partaking in this, we remember the sacrifice that Jesus Christ has done on the cross of Calvary, gave his body and his spirit for us so that we can be free, free people indeed, from the sin and death and the other forces that are binding us. So come before this table. Everyone is welcome. The United Methodist Church has an open table. It is not a closed table. It's the Lord's table. As long as you believe in Christ, please offer communion as the ushers guide you. Christ our Lord invites to his table all who love him, who earnestly repent of their sin and seek to live in peace with one another. Therefore, let us confess our sin before God and one another. Hear the good news. Christ died for us while we were yet sinners. That proves God's love toward us. In the name of Jesus Christ, you are forgiven. The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them up to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right to give our thanks and praise.
It is right and a good and joyful thing, always and everywhere, to give thanks to you, Almighty God, Creator of heaven and earth. And so with your people on earth and all the company of heaven, we praise your name and join their unending hymn. Holy are you, and blessed is your Son, Jesus Christ. By the baptism of his suffering, death, and resurrection, you gave birth to your church, delivered us from slavery to sin and death, and made with us a new covenant by water and the Spirit. On the night in which he gave himself up for us, he took the bread, he took the bread and gave thanks to you and broke the bread and gave it to his disciples and said, "Take, eat. This is my body which is given for you. Do this in remembrance of me." And when the supper was over, he took the cup and gave thanks to you, gave it to his disciples and said, "Drink from this, all of you. This is the blood of my new covenant, poured out for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Do this as often as you drink from it in remembrance of me." And so in this remembrance of these your mighty acts in Jesus Christ, we offer ourselves praise and thanksgiving as a holy and living sacrifice in union with Christ's offering for us as we proclaim the mystery of faith. Christ has died. Christ is risen. Christ will come again. Pour out your Holy Spirit on these gathered here today and all these gifts of bread and drink. Make them be for us the body and blood of Christ, that we may be for the world the body of Christ redeemed by his blood. By your Spirit, make us one with Christ, one with each other, and one in ministry to all the world, until Christ comes in final victory and we feast at his heavenly banquet. Through your Son Jesus Christ, with the Holy Spirit in your holy church, all honor and glory is yours, Almighty Father, now and forever. Amen.
Amen.
Please come and join the table as the ushers guide you.
Singing Savior Like a Shepherd Lead Us, page 381 in the Blue Book.
One second. Let's give thanks to God. Let us pray. Eternal God, we give you thanks for this holy mystery in which you have given yourself to us. Grant that we may go into the world in the strength of your Spirit to give ourselves for others. In the name of Jesus Christ our Lord, we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Savior, like a shepherd, lead us. Much we need thy tender care. In thy pleasant pastures, feed us. For our use thy force prepare. Blessed Jesus, thou hast brought us thine we are. Blessed Jesus, thou hast brought us thine we are. Thine, let us befriend us, be the guardian of our way. Keep thy flock from sin, defend us, seek us when we go astray. Blessed Jesus, hear us when we pray. Blessed Jesus, hear us when we pray. Thou hast promised to receive us, poor and sinful though we be. Thou hast mercy to relieve us, grace to cleanse and power to free. Blessed Jesus, we will early turn to thee. Blessed Jesus, we will early turn to thee. Early let us seek thy favor, early let us do thy will. Blessed Lord and only Savior, with thy love our bosoms fill. Blessed Jesus, thou hast loved us, thou hast good. Blessed Jesus, loud as lavaster.
God has loved us so much that He has promised to be with us all the time of our lives. So go in peace knowing that He is there with all the times of our trials, our temptations, or the troubles that we go through. He is there with your presence, guiding us, leading us. Trust in Him. He is a living and loving God. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, love of the Heavenly Father, and the everlasting comfort and fellowship of the Holy Spirit go with you now and forevermore. Amen.
Amen.